Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, The Saint. Of course, you know what time it is. This is The Saint Says. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good week. It is Friday, early Saturday morning. And I'm here chatting with you guys. So, what do you want to talk about? I guess I can try here. Subject Friday. Something I started a long time ago and is about to be redone. Today, in New York City, a gentleman of, I don't know what his name is, but he's a gentleman, set himself on fire outside the courtroom of the former first president, President Donald F. Trump. Former, I should say. Wow. Somebody set himself on fire. That doesn't seem very, 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 very smart, really. It turns out the gentleman had a agenda. Now, I don't know if he's a Trump voter or just a conservative, whatever, controversial person or whatnot, but he either is crazy as hell or is insane. Either way, it takes a long list of people to set themselves on fire for a cause. A couple months ago, a gentleman in the army set himself on fire in the consulate because of Palestine. He said he's doing it for a cause and free Palestine as he burnt completely up. And he died on the scene. This one was a little bit different, though. Now, the guy set himself on fire, but he somewhat survived. He's in critical condition in New York. And out of it comes all this conspiracy theorist stuff, whatever, before he lit the match. I don't know what the hell was wrong with people. Politics has become a blood sport. It really has. It was before between Democrats and Republicans, independents against conservatives, left against right, blah, blah, blah. But now, it's become a full-on blood sport. Hence why this gentleman decided to burn himself alive. Because the former president decided to, is going on trial for some hush money that he made to a porn star by the name of Stormy Daniels. The jury has already been made up, so that part of it is over. This opening statements come Monday. But this gentleman set himself ablaze right outside the courthouse of the trial. Now, whether he was a Trump voter is beyond me. I don't know. Quite frankly, nobody knows, really. He did it because of, I know the news says something about it, but I can't remember exactly. But either way, he set himself on fire. So he cooked himself alive, and he's in ICU in critical condition. And I am pretty sure he's not going to make it. Call me skeptical, call me Barbecue Bill, whatever. He's not going to make it. But a lot of people have done extreme stuff to get their point across. Vietnam. Right before the troops when the United States showed up there, a gentleman set himself afire and burned himself alive. Somebody from North Korea, or North Vietnam, sorry. So his practice has been done before. So it's a real surprise that it happened in broad daylight. And it's also surprising because of a former president who's gone on trial. Like I said, I don't know if the man's a follower. I don't know. And it comes to think of it, it really doesn't matter if he was or not. The fact of the matter is that he burnt himself alive. And it was pretty intense, by the way. But it just goes to show you that people do crazy, crazy stuff, you know, for conspiracy theorists. People go on hunger strikes all the time. People gorge themselves on food all the time. People have stripped naked, ran, pretty much everything that has some controversy in it. And conspiracy theorists are the worst. They will shoot up a whole entire school to get a point across. They will set themselves on fire. They will hang themselves or shoot up a small village, whatever, to get their point across that this cause is for a good reason. Now, what this guy's cause was is beyond me. I don't know if it was about the Trump trial, was a free Palestine, whatever. The fact of the matter is that he set himself on fire, and it's pretty daunting, really. I have, the first time I seen it was on TikTok, of course, and it was on TV, and the people were talking about it. Well, this news lady was talking about it while this guy was ablaze. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a joke. I'm thinking, okay, yeah, right. Somebody set themselves on fire. Ooh. And it turned out to be real. And I'm like, holy shit. So this gentleman decide to engulf himself in flames for a cause. Don't know what the cause is. And it's very, very, very daunting, very scary, and very crazy that he did that. Was it for Trump? Yeah, who God knows what it was for. If it was for Trump, then he made a very, very dumbass move. I'll put it that way. This man has disrupted the political balance completely. On both sides of the stage and in between. He has shouted out to all the racist people in the world that it's okay to be racist. He shout out to Brown Boys while he was debating with Joe Biden, which is why they completely lost their minds. He has taken a political opponent. He had taken a political loss, and he completely spent it on his fucking head. Instead of consulting and saying conceit and saying, thank you, I'm going back to president. He says that he won the election. Well, boo-hoo fucking who. He been saying that shit since 2021. And it's not true. He called the Georgia senator and asked him for 11,000 votes that was not available. Nor did he have them, because they already voted. He says that all this stuff is a witch hunt. Witch hunt, witch hunt, witch hunt. Okay, yeah, sure. Whatever. And so on and so forth. So, come November, I'm going to vote. And it's not for him. And it just really, really crazy that one man can do all that shit. One man can turn the completely political sphere and balanced election and turn on his fucking ear. Nobody trusts nothing no more. He talks all the goddamn time. He talks over people, which was bullshit. He says everything's a witch hunt. He says that everything that he's right and everything is wrong. You name it, he said it. So it was not surprising that a gentleman decided to set himself ablaze outside the courthouse of his trial. No big deal. So what exactly do we do about this? Well, we could sit around and twiddle our thumbs and think that, geez, this guy's really bad. Or we could find the conspiracy and try to unthaw it. Or we can just sit back with a head tilted like, this guy is fucking crazy. Or can do all that and call it a day. But I am very, 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 very reluctant about doing things correctly. Especially when it comes to Cheeto. It's something was right is wrong, is wrong is right. Everything comes out of his mouth is right. Downing Clorox to get rid of COVID. Hey, that's right. Just do it. The sun will burn off in 48 hours. That's 4 or 5 years ago. That was right. Everything that he says is right. People are chasing him down is right. People are making fun of him and calling him names and everything is wrong, 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 wrong. And I don't know exactly how to feel about that. But nonetheless, this man has turned the entire political landscape into a fucking joke. It's a rewrite live joke. It is definitely that. And it's a never-ending thing with him. So, by this gentleman setting himself a fire outside of his courthouse with all this propaganda around him, papers-wise, really does not surprise me. I don't know if he did for him, he did for some other reason, but either way, he did outside the courthouse. And people were yelling, people were screaming, people were crying. Oh my God, this man set himself on fire. And he's in critical condition. And he'll probably be arrested if he survives, that is. Because he is protesting over a fucking Cheeto. Hence our former president. This is what makes this man that fucking crazy. The people around him are nuts. They are wearing Trump hats, wearing Trump shirts, wearing Trump underwear, Trump socks. They're going to a restaurant where they sell Trump food. They're repeating the same damn thing that he says. They're like a bunch of fucking parrots. And so on and so forth. All because he did not concede to Joe fucking Biden. All this shit is started because he didn't concede. You won the election. No, the fuck you didn't. No, you did not win the fucking election 4 years ago. No, you didn't. But instead of you conceding and saying that I back the president for 100%, oh no. This sumbitch decides to tell everybody that he won and it's rigged. And he keeps repeating and repeating and repeating the same goddamn thing. And what does his followers do? They fucking believe him.
Oh yeah, it's conceded. He won election. No, the fuck he did not. No, he did not. Hell no. He lost big time. And because of this, he didn't concede. And therefore, all of his fucking mega heads believe the same damn thing that he does, if not worse. You see all these gigantic ass fucking trucks, these dualies with rims and sky high and everything, with every goddamn Trump flag the United States of America has hanging off of it. Those are believable. The Proud Boys. Ah, yes, the ones that he shouted out, stand back and stand ready. They've been ruining shit since he said that shit. And of course, there's the ever-so-popular January 6th. Ah, yes. The insurrection, a.k.a. the fucking riot, where people threw shit on the walls and beat up on police officers and raided Nancy Pelosi's desk and jumped on the wall to get to the Senate floor and everything else. You know what he said about those people? Oh, they were some very nice people. They're so patriotic. Fuck you. They're not patriotic. They're fucking idiots. They're morons. They're jackasses. They are idiots for doing all that shit. And all of this started with because he would not concede. Every fucking president has conceded. From Washington all the way up to Obama. He didn't concede. He made sure that that everybody thinks that the election was rigged. And some people fucking believe that shit. Oh yeah, it's rigged. How the hell is it rigged? But nonetheless, he's going on trial Monday for hush money that he paid to a porn star named Stormy Daniels. He said he didn't. Paperwork says he does. And that's not all it. He's still got 31 different conservative, things to worry about. This is just one start of it. And it all accumulates with a man which is nobody's guess who the fuck he is, burning himself outside the courthouse where the former president is going on fucking trial. What the hell? I've seen people burn because they were hanged first and then burnt. I've seen people get their heads chopped off and then burnt. And I've seen people burn, period. But I have never heard of somebody burning themselves for the former president of the United fucking States of America. That really does not sit well with me. Because God knows that it's just really, really, really ridiculous. It really is. All because he wouldn't concede. 4 years. We were dealing with this shit for 4 fucking years. All the goddamn Trump this, Trump that. All the Cheeto this, Cheeto that. All the controversy, the propaganda, the racist remarks, and every damn thing else. 4 fucking years of this bullshit. And to make it even crazier than that, even after the election is over and Joe Biden wins, it still be fucking crazy. Because he's going to say even more stuff like, well, see, the election's a rigged, no type of shit. Not conceding again. And of course, all of his people are going to say the same fucking thing that he says. But they're going to act on it. They're going to riot. They're going to pay blood in the streets and every damn thing else in the world. You know, he said that, you know, if he doesn't win, he'll be a bloodbath. Wow. You don't say. All because he wouldn't concede. And now people set themselves on fucking fire. Because he wouldn't concede. Some of my people that listen to me know I do not like this man. I fucking hate him. I hate his guts, every goddamn thing he stands for, his fucking hair, his fucking ties, fucking him. I have no revelations of me how much I fucking hate this dude. Because he has disrupted from what part of the world? Disrupted a fair and balanced election. He fucked it up. And now, not only are the left and right side fighting, they're arguing, they're talking over people and everything else, all because of him. And I'm fucking tired of it. I'm fucking tired of hearing his mouth. I'm fucking tired of hearing his name. I'm fucking tired of him, period. Every day I get up, something new about Trump. Everything from the hush money all the way up to him wearing diapers and shitting himself. Yeah, that's a rumor. I'm tired. And this trial that's about to start is even more of him yelling out the jurors, shouting out their names, shouting out their addresses. Proud Boys coming during and scared the shit out of them, whatever. Just getting ridiculous. And all of this comes from him not succeeding in the last election. For 4 fucking years ago. Now, but truly, this is a terrible, terrible thing to happen. A man burnt himself to death, almost to death, over a man that couldn't give him the time of day. And it's, sad, really. This man believes in Trump so goddamn bad that he burned himself on a bench in New York City. I don't get it. I really don't. What's next? Someone going there stabbing people, saying Trump for 2024, and stabbing people left and right. Rhetoric, bullshit, you name it, it's been done, and it will be done, all because this man would not concede to Joe Biden. Supposed to be a special occasion. Not only is President Biden the president, but he has a female first of his kind as vice president, Kamala Harris. And she's the first person of color who is a woman to be the vice president. This is supposed to be a special moment for that. And it was blown out the fucking water by Trump. And what he says does not make any fucking sense. He's saying that former Vice President Mike Pence could have said, no, you need to change all this for him to win. When the fuck did that start? When the hell did that start? I mean, if that's the case, then every damn Vice President would have said that the President would have won every damn election. So when did that start? Beyond me, I don't know. Go figure. And he's been beaten down the press, the media. Beat them down, talking about they bullshit, everything else. Yet, when he's in the office, when he's in the trial and everything else, what's the first thing he do after he gets out? He goes talk to the media.
In the television, I'm completely innocent, blah, blah, blah.
But first you hate them, though. You hate their guts. You wish to God you made Truth Social to stay away from all that shit. Yet, you come out of a courtroom, you go talk to the press. You get on Fox News and the telephone and say your little rhetoric on there, too. But you don't like him, though. So go figure. And then also, the lies that he's telling make no damn sense. He said, and I quote, "I would not be a dictator except for the first day." Who the fuck says that shit? Nobody is running for president of the United States to say that shit. Dictatorship, wrong answer. Okay? The first fucking day? You think it's going to stop there? Hell no. Let's just keep it going.
Yeah. Dictatorship all the way around.
Who the fuck says that shit? You are running for president of the United States and you are saying, without a doubt, that you'll be a fucking dictator the first fucking day. You will take out all the fucking enemies. Who the fuck are you going to take out? Who? The people that are actually talking sense? What? And I do not understand why this man is not in fucking prison. After all the shit he has done, he should have been underneath the fucking jail. But no. He's out here spouting lies and saying that a witch hunt here, witch hunt there, talking to the media that we don't fucking like, everything else. I don't get it. Just say that I would. Say if I was the conspiracy theorist of insurrection. I commanded all those people to go down there to fuck up shit. I would have been in jail 12 fucking hours later. Handcuffs and all. Shackles and everything else. Why? Because I'm dark. That's why. And I'm also not Trump. But he's walking around free. Why, I have no idea. It's probably no shit that makes no fucking sense. Whatever. But that all accumulated with a man burning himself on New York's bench. I don't get it. I really do not get it. Tell you the truth, I don't see why anybody want to burn themselves beard over Trump. The man's burnt enough bridges as is. So why just burn himself? But, either way, it's still fucking crazy. The man needs to be stopped. He needs to be stopped and be quiet. He needs to settle down, go some goddamn where there's no fucking people, and just sit some goddamn where. There's nobody else around him. And just be quiet. Because most of your problems come from you fucking talking. And you don't know when to shut the fuck up. You really don't. You absolutely do not know when to shut the fuck up. And you got people up there burning his goddamn cells over you. How in the hell does that work? Well, come Monday, his trial starts. He has to be there every single day for his fucking trial. He has listened to testimony from people who know him very, very fucking well. He will talk over people. He will talk over people. And he will fucking talk over people.
It's a lie.
This is not your fucking courtroom. It's the judge's courtroom. If he can find your ass contempt, goddammit, he's gonna do it. He's already slept about 7 damn gag orders around you anyway. And, I see him talking over people. I really do. I just come hell high water. But nonetheless, he had a person burn themselves because of him. Never seen that before. Never seen it again. Unless he loses the election. Then it'll be a bloodbath. But the next... So it's April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Next 7 months is going to be a pain in the ass. Big pain in the ass. Because the closer we get to a fucking election this year, the worse it's fucking going to be for the election next year. This year. People are going to be at the polls, threatening people. Talking about, you better vote for Trump, motherfucker, and stuff like that. And you don't have people trying to shoot you while you don't vote for Trump and all that type of shit. I can just fucking see that shit. People getting beat down because of who they fucking voted for. Being intimidated. You know, being this and that, whatever. All because of who they fucking voted for. I can see that shit. Because if somebody's crazy enough to burn themselves, they're liable to do any goddamn thing. Just to keep their fucking man in charge. So, here comes the Proud Boys and the other racist people. Coming to polls and threatening people and shit. Like, hey, goddamn it, you better vote for Trump or else. I can fucking see that shit. And I can also see them saying that other people is probably saying that fuck you, I'm going to vote for whoever I want to. It's a free country. At least that's what they're thinking. But nonetheless, it's going to be a bitch. These next 7 damn months is going to be a bitch. And I see it coming like a freight train. I can't stop it. I can't, you know, jump in front of it and say, stop right there. It'll run me over. And the worse it is for Trump, the worse his people will fucking start acting. You already got the conspiracy theorists saying that he's in charge, but he's not in charge, but he's in charge. Beats the fuck out of me. You got those people saying that that all the conspiracy theorists are against him, which is bullshit. And you also have the ultimate lie that Trump actually gives a shit. No, he does not. He doesn't give a damn about anybody else but himself. I keep saying that shit. I put on repeat every goddamn time. He don't give a fuck about nobody but him. Period. And the best you know that, the better off you'll be. Yeah, he's kissing your ass. Yeah, vote for me, vote for me. But as soon as you don't vote for him, that's when the real Trump comes out. The asshole Trump. The dictator Trump. The, you know, Kim Jong-un is a nice person. No, he's fucking not. And neither is he. All this shit is going to come to the surface. And the next 7 months is going to live or die. Ride or die. So, buckle up. It's going to be a long fucking time. And the day of the election. The day of the fucking election. After Joe Biden wins. There'll be more controversy. There'll be more hate. There'll be more insurrections. There might be blood in the streets. People pouring gasoline on men, set themselves ablaze. Every goddamn thing is up in the air right now. And nothing. And the saint means nothing. Is going to get past me now. Nothing is taboo. Everything is up for debate. The first debate between him and Joe Biden is going to be a clusterfuck. Because he's going to have to talk all the goddamn time and not listening to the goddamn moderator. Just like the fucking last time. Talk. Answer your question. Blah, 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 blah. Ask your own question. Blah, 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 blah. Every fucking time. And if he doesn't win, which we fucking know he won't, he'll bring up the fact that the election is rigged again, and people will believe it again. It's getting ridiculous. It's nuts. It's really fucking crazy. And then, out of all the days of his trial, a man set himself afire right outside the courthouse. 7 months is going to be a bitch. But best thing about it is, it's 7 months. He'll go by faster than we're talking. And next thing you know, you'll be sitting up there in line, waiting to put in your votes, and being threatened by a Proud Boy, or Ku Klux Klansman, or Skinhead, or all 1530 of them. America's in fucking trouble. America is at the stage of panic. Because one person could change the entire landscape of this entire fucking country with one goddamn vote. One. And if they're setting themselves afire outside of courthouses, I wouldn't put nothing past them worth a damn. And that is scary. Very scary. And with that, that's it for me tonight. So, this is the Saint for the Saint Says on a Friday, early Saturday afternoon, morning, evening on Spotify.